Well, hello there, top teachers. Today, I am your solo host, Bridget Spackman. Well, kind of, and I'll get to that in just a minute. And I'm here to make your life easier by helping you master your time, organization, and productivity as a teacher. We are taking our Week in the Life episode and putting a little twist on them today because in this episode, Michelle and I are both sharing our weekend in the life. We're recording on Saturday and Sunday to share a little behind the scenes of how we structure our downtime and enjoy time with family and friends. So I am going to be kicking off this episode and you will be hearing from Michelle in just a little bit. So currently it is a little bit past 8 in the morning. Everyone is still asleep, surprisingly. And I just came back from a conference that I was at in Hershey for 3 days. So I got back on Friday afternoon. It was a wonderful conference. It was the PDE conference, so for the entire state. And I have already unpacked, which I am very impressed with for myself because typically my luggage just sits there for a little bit, but I was able to unpack everything. But nonetheless, I am extremely exhausted after those 3 days because I am around people all day long. And then we go out to dinner together and we're always doing things together. And I just feel like my introvert self just wants to crawl into a hole and just not come out for several days. So today is a very rainy day outside. It looks like in our forecast that it's going to be cloudy, rainy, icky all day long. And it feels so unbelievably cold, which is very disappointing because I want to say it was a few days ago that it was like 60 something degrees and it was absolutely gorgeous outside. And now we have the rainy cold mess back. I have today a 3-hour Sound Walls training that I'm going to be attending. I am not presenting this training. I am just attending it to learn a little bit more. So I will be doing that from 12 to 3 o'clock. And so that means that I'm going to do some things in the beginning of the day, and then I'm going to do some things later on after I attend that Sound Walls training. But I do plan on doing a little bit of cooking, some cleaning. I plan on just working on my website. I have to update my terms and conditions. It's all the legality, boring stuff that is just not worth anyone's attention or time, but it is something that I still have to do. So my goal is to be able to get that done so that I can have it checked off of my list. So today I am just going to enjoy the time at home. I don't plan on changing out of my cozy clothes at all. And we're just going to kind of take it pretty slow today. So hopefully I'll be able to be a little accomplished, attend my webinar thing that I have to attend, and then be able to enjoy some of the time with family.
Good morning. I will say it feels very strange to start an episode but not say the typical intro because I know Bridget already did that. I also know that Bridget has already explained what this episode will be like. So I'm going to skip over that and we're going to jump right into my Saturday. Billy and I allowed ourselves to sleep in this morning, which we don't do often, mostly because we want to keep our sleep schedule the same throughout the week and then into the weekend. And then also the days just feel so much longer when you don't sleep in. However, there are certain times where we do give ourselves the flexibility of setting no alarms because of other circumstances. So for example, last weekend we were in Arizona traveling and we had to get up early every single morning of the trip. And then I had to stay up late Thursday night into Friday in order to get my video posted for Friday morning. So we decided, you know what, we're going to take Saturday morning. We're not going to set alarms. We're going to sleep in. What's funny is that old us, like 10 years ago, that would mean waking up at like 10, 11 a.m. Now we wake up at 8 a.m., even with no alarm. So it wasn't a super late sleep in, but it's fine. I at least felt good waking up on my own accord rather than to an alarm. If you know, you know. I will say the weather this weekend is supposed to be beautiful. Sorry, Bridget. I looked at her notes from her check-in this morning and I saw that it is raining. Also, I have the weather where Bridget lives saved in my phone. So every now and then I just look at like, well, what is it like where Bridget lives? And I did see that it was supposed to be just kind of a rainy, dreary day. Sorry about that, but we are having beautiful weather here in Austin. It's supposed to be a high of 80, 82 degrees today and tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. So hopefully we'll get in some outdoors time. A majority of this weekend is going to be spent just kind of getting things back in order. As I mentioned, we were traveling in Arizona last weekend, and I feel like that just throws things off. So this weekend is about getting back to routine. We're going to be doing some housework, mostly Billy, like some outdoors type of work. And then I'm going to be preparing for some PDs, but we'll come back to that. First things first, we are heading out to the gym like we always do, because we take usually Monday and Fridays as our rest days from the gym. However, with my new program leading into my next powerlifting meet, I'm actually taking Mondays and Thursdays as my rest days, which means the weekends we always work out, which we enjoy. We really look forward to it. And then we are heading to brunch for our monthly State of the Union meeting. Now, I know I've talked about this before, but I can't remember to what extent I've explained it here on the podcast. But essentially, every month, usually the first Saturday of the month, as much as we can make that work with our schedule, Billy and I will go either to a coffee shop or a brunch place. And we have a little like meeting together. We call it State of the Union, which is just a play on words, but it is a chance for him and I to kind of just settle up with things in our marriage. That's probably not the right term to use, but essentially we have certain guidelines in terms of like listening to the other person, not getting defensive. We always start with like some glows for each other. So we kind of give each other some attaboys like, hey, I've really appreciated lately when you've done this or that. We have a chance to air out any gripes, which don't happen every session, but if there was something that kind of bothered us over the past few weeks, it's an opportunity for us to bring it up in a situation when kind of the emotions are detached from it, because in the moment, a lot of times you have heightened emotions and that's going to cause it to transform into an argument when it doesn't always need to be that. It can be more of just a discussion. So it's a chance for us to bring up anything that we need to chat about. We look at the next month ahead and things that are going on, important dates, so that we're both on the same page. We take a look at like projects that we have going on that are kind of like mutual or may affect the other person. So for example, even though like PDs are part of my work, well, when I'm traveling for PD, usually Billy has to take me to the airport. I might have to spend more time working than I normally would in order to prepare. So we just get on the same page with all of those things. We also do like a finance check and we set a list of things to do over the next month. And we do this all right in the Notes app. So we have a shared folder for State of the Union and we make a separate folder for each meeting. And leading into that meeting, we can both kind of add notes in there. And then as we sit down and enjoy our coffee, or in this case, enjoy our brunch, we just kind of go through it step by step. So we are going to a place called Phoebe's Diner for brunch, which they have a few locations here in Austin. They just opened up their third location, which is just north of the city. So it's a little bit closer to us. Billy has been to Phoebe's Diner twice and he really enjoyed it. And so we've been wanting to go together. So that is the place that we chose for this morning. So I'm very excited for that. Then looking at the afternoon, Billy and I need to spend some time meal planning and then place the grocery order. We do a grocery curbside pickup through HEB, which is a Texas grocery store chain. And we typically pick that up on Sunday, which means we need to place the order on Saturday. Otherwise, Billy has some outdoors work to do. He needs to cut the grass, clean his grill. He has one of those Blackstone. It's like a flat top grill. He needs to clean that. And then he wants to do some work in the garage. Meanwhile, I will be working on some PD presentations. So not next week, but the week after, I am traveling to Grand Rapids, Michigan for McCall, which McCall is a tech conference that happens every year. It goes back and forth between Grand Rapids and Detroit. McCall stands for Michigan Association for Computer Users in Learning. I presented last year in Detroit, and I'm presenting again this year. I have 1 2-hour workshop, which technically takes place the day before the official start of the conference. It's like a separate registration. And then on the two main conference days, which it's March 14th and 15th, I am doing a total of 4 1-hour sessions. Each one is a different session. And I have already prepared the workshop, but I am working on preparing those 4 new sessions. So we're going to work on that today. But I am going to head downstairs so Billy and I can go get our workout on. And then you'll hear from Bridget this afternoon, and then you'll hear from me. So hopefully it ends up being a good day. If you are feeling lucky, we've got some good news for you. We are hosting a giveaway for the month of March that you're definitely going to want to enter.
And it's so easy. All you need to do to be entered in the giveaway is to make a purchase of any kind from our Teaching on the Double store. You can grab a set of digital planning stickers, a new planner, or some inserts, and you will be automatically entered.
At the end of March, we are going to randomly select 2 winners, since we are teaching on the double, to receive an Amazon gift card. We will contact the winners using the email address used to make the purchase from our store.
Again, all you need to do is make a purchase. That's it. It could not be easier, so go ahead and treat yourself to some digital planning goodies, or even buy yourself a gift card or to our store to use later if you don't need anything right now. And keep your fingers crossed that you are one of our lucky winners.
Those winners will be contacted on April 1st. It will not be an April Fool's joke, through their email address. And while we wait in suspense to see who they will be, let's get back to the episode.
Good evening, everyone. It is right now about almost 9 o'clock. Holy moly. Time has gone by very, very fast for me, it seems like today. I attended my virtual session on Sound Walls, which it was really, really good. It was nicely done by the lady who did it. Like, we had opportunities to work out in breakout rooms. Unfortunately, I could not get my camera to work, so I felt really bad, but it seemed like everybody else didn't want to have their cameras on either, because it's Saturday, and who really wants to be seen in their pajamas? No one. But it was a great session. I was able to get some ideas for what sound walls would look like inside of different classrooms and how some of the teachers have set them up, the activities and how you present the sound wall, because I will be doing a session later on with a school district where they are going to be implementing sound walls next year. And so I'm going to offer some ideas and tidbits. So this was a really nice class to be able to take to place a lot of those ideas into my own session as well. I did finish my website terms and conditions. I know you guys are so very proud of me, but I did finish that very yucky job. It is not fun. It is very boring, but I have it completely done, and I'm very proud that we have that checked off of our list, because we had to go through all the boring legal stuff, and it's just not fun at all. I did do something a little bit fun today, because it has been, like I said this morning, really rainy, very lazy type day where you just really don't want to do much of anything. And that is how I have been feeling. But Trent and I watched Jerry and Marge Go Large. Have you guys seen that? Have you seen that movie? I have never seen it. So I was doing some work on my walking pad while I was watching this. And then at one point I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to stop working and I'm going to lay down and watch it. And that's what I ended up doing. But it's such a great, cute movie. It's about this couple, Jerry and Marge. Jerry retires from his position at working at like a plant, and he's really, really good with numbers. It's supposed to be based off of a true story. And so Jerry figures out a loophole and he starts to win the lottery. So it's about his journey of winning the lottery and really helping out his town. But then there's this like icky little Harvard snotty boy who comes in and just thinks he's all that in a bag of chips and tries to like intimidate Jerry. But Jerry is super smart, so he can't be intimidated by a little youngster. But it was really great. I really enjoyed it. And now everybody is just kind of like vegging out. We are all just kind of doing nothing, to be honest, because again, rainy equals I don't want to do anything. So I'm going to embrace that time, kind of hang out with family, just chill after having after having that really long like conference time, I just am enjoying the time doing nothing at home with my kids and husband. And then I have just a lot going on in the next 7 weeks. So I feel like I just need to embrace these days where I can just be a little bit lazy, but still somewhat get things done. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense to you. But it was a nice Saturday. I am done with the cold. Tomorrow looks like it is going to be sunny. So cross your fingers that we have a really beautiful day tomorrow.
Hello again. It is Michelle for her PM Saturday night check-in. Brunch this morning was delicious. Now, Billy and I only eat out one meal a week, not including if we're traveling, obviously. But because of that, we really like to just get a bunch of things and kind of go splitsies. You know what I mean? We share them. So essentially, for brunch, we got a short stack of pancakes because you can never go wrong with pancakes. We got some migas with chorizo and it came with a side of like red potatoes. We got a eggs benedict, which had some hash brown casserole. And then we got a goat cheese grits, like an a la carte order of that, just a little side. And that was the best part. It was so good. Then when we got home, Billy did some yard work while I worked on my computer. I started with my Spanish. So one of my 40 before 40 list items is to learn another language. And I kind of knew that I needed to just start implementing it a little bit each day because I don't have a ton of time to dedicate to like learning a language. It just needs to become part of my like daily habit. So I signed up for Rosetta Stone a few weeks ago. I was able to get access to all of the languages and it's a lifetime access for like $199, which I felt like was very fair. Plus, I like that you can access it on the computer through your web browser, but there's also an app. So I just wrapped up week 5. Now I'm starting with just the like basics and beyond, but essentially each week has 5 lessons. The lessons take roughly 30 minutes to complete. So Monday through Friday, I do one lesson each day. And then over the weekend, I go back and just kind of review some of the lessons. They're structured so that you get a score and, you know, each one. So typically on a given day, there will be anywhere from like 3 to 5 little sections, but each section will have from like 30 to 70-ish different little tasks that you complete, you know, matching, listening exercises, things like that. And I'm sorry, but even if I get like 69 out of 70, that's not good enough for me. So what I typically do on either Saturday or Sunday is I go back to any that I missed and I redo it in order to get a perfect score. But it kind of works as like a review for the week. I placed the online grocery order, got caught up on emails, and then I jumped into some PD work. And I'm also vlogging behind the scenes as I prepare these PDs. It's so ironic because in the vlog clip that I recorded, I was like, yeah, I'm going to start working on the slides and I'm going to focus not on the design aspect, but I'm going to focus on the content because that sounds like something I would do, right? Yeah, no. I did not stick to that. I spent way too much time like redesigning my slide layouts, which I just don't need to be doing. So I need to be better. This is, you know, me holding myself accountable. I gotta stop. I just love designing slides so much. But, you know, I got some done. There ended up being a powerlifting meet going on as part of like the Arnold Sports Festival, and it was live streamed through YouTube. That started around, I don't know, 6 o'clock or something. So I just kind of had that playing in the background, which was nice. And then Billy and I had leftovers for dinner. So last night I made a buffalo chicken spaghetti squash casserole. The recipe is from a girl named Lily. Her website is Lily Eats and Tells. And it was so good. And we purposefully made, we knew that it was going to make enough to have like 2 nights worth of meals. So we had planned to have that for leftovers for dinner since we went out for brunch. And then Billy and I played some office trivia, which shout out to Russell, if you're listening. Russell sends us a Christmas gift almost every year. He's so sweet. But this year in the Christmas gift was an office trivia game. So we played that tonight. It's funny because we played the first round and I won. And then we're like, all right, we'll play another round. And Billy won. And we're like, let's just leave it at a tie. I think that sounds good. But we are about to head to bed. We are currently watching 30 Rock, which has Tina Fey in it. It's one of those shows like we've always heard about, but have never watched. Now, season one, we didn't really love it. We just didn't find it that funny. It was kind of like there were moments like we really like Jack, which he's played by Alec Baldwin. We really like his character, but some of the rest of it were like, eh, this is kind of silly. It's just not our cup of tea. So far, season two is better. We're going to stick with it for now. But it's not as great as I was hoping it would be. Regardless, this is so fun having the Google Doc of notes because I can see what Bridget like bulleted out for her check-in. And apparently she watched Jerry and Marge Go Large, which I will be curious to hear her thoughts on it because I loved that movie so much more than I thought that I would. I mean, anything that Bryan Cranston is in is going to be fantastic, but I watched that not only with Billy, but then I watched it again with my parents. I just think it's a very fun, wholesome movie. So I'll be anxious to get Bridget's clip so that I can hear her thoughts on it. But for now, I'm going to head to bed. Bridget will check in with you in the morning, and then I will check in with you in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7:23 in the morning this morning. I am up. I am doing things. I am pretty energetic, which is really nice because yesterday I was very, very lazy. Today, we have a very busy schedule today. Typically on Sundays is cleaning the house day. So we did a little bit yesterday because it was a bit of a pit after me being gone for like 3 days. It is what it is. And so we as a family will just do all of our cleaning. We will put everything away. Everybody will start to clean and we will have our house clean in a couple of hours. It does not take us long when we are all chipping in. So we are going to be doing that this morning after we have breakfast. I am just thinking I really want some avocado and scrambled egg on toast. That sounds super delicious to me right now. But one of the big events for today is that Blaine has a birthday party that he's going to go to. It's like this Nerf gun place that he's going to be going to. I don't know. It looks really cute. It looks like he's going to have fun. It's a bunch of kids. They're going to be running around in like this arena type situation, and they're going to be shooting each other with Nerf guns. Looks fun. It's kind of like a paintball but indoor version for the Nerf guns. So on top of going to his birthday party this evening, which it's from 4 to 6, we also need to go get this little boy a birthday present. And what's funny is that we don't really know him very well. It's like, how do you pick something for somebody you don't know very well? But we are going to get him some birthday gifties to be able to take with us a little bit later on. So the goal is to eat breakfast, clean up together as a family, get dressed, head to Michael's, buy the birthday present, come back, maybe have a little bit of downtime. I'm also thinking about making a turkey bacon ranch wrap because that sounds really delicious to me as well. Can you tell I'm hungry? I mean, seriously. And then I need to sit down and plan out my month. So I have 7 very, very, very busy weeks ahead of me at work. And that is not counting the community, my side business that I do. So 7 very busy weeks at work. I have lots of things that I need to get prepared for next week. I'm going to be going to an autism classroom tomorrow morning, and I need to have some programming books ready to go. So I have to get those together. So that is my goal for this morning, or at least this afternoon when I get back after cleaning and buying a birthday gift. And then I really want to just sit down and get an idea of what emails that I need to get scheduled out. I have somebody who works with me. Her name is Sarah, who's phenomenal. And so I like to just try to plan ahead so that we can start getting all of those products and things ready for the community, the Writing Bridge, all of the different areas. So that is the goal as far as today. Very busy, but it's going to be well worth it when I feel like I'm going into Monday somewhat prepared. I know I can't be prepared for all of it, but I'm going to feel somewhat prepared. Cross my fingers on that. All right, guys, I am going to go ahead and get started on breakfast, and then I will catch up with you all this evening.
Good morning. It is now Sunday. Billy just left to go pick up our grocery store order. And once again, I'm looking at Bridget's notes and she said she placed her grocery order to get picked up. We're so on the same page. This is awesome. Once he gets home, we're going to put away the groceries, which I don't know about you. Maybe I'm weird for saying this. I love putting away groceries. I just find it fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Probably shouldn't be, but I am. Then at some point, we're going to head to the gym. Usually we go Sunday morning. So if Bridget and I are meeting, we'll go after Bridget and I meet. If we're not meeting like this morning, we'll go after we get the groceries. But I haven't touched base with Billy to know if that's the case for today or not. So we will see. And then, super boring, the rest of the day is just going to be spent doing computer work. The first thing I always do when I jump on my computer on Sunday is what I call my weekly check-in. This is essentially when I get everything ready for the week with my to-do lists, and I just make sure I have a game plan. So I start with my Google Calendar and I look over events that I have this week, as well as kind of over the next 2 weeks, just to make sure I'm preparing for things in advance. So if I need to like order things, or if I need to start working on something because I'm going to need several days in order to complete it, I can make sure I get those items on my to-do list if they're not already there. Speaking of to-do list, I go ahead and open up Google Tasks, which if you didn't know, you can now access Google Tasks in like a full screen mode directly from Google Calendar, which for me is a huge game changer. Within the Google Calendar like web browser, up at the top, it's on the right hand side, you'll see the little calendar icon, and then next to it, there's the little tasks icon. So once you click that, it switches you over to tasks. You can view all of your lists, but you can also toggle certain ones on or off, which is really nice. And it has all the same capabilities as the Google Tasks app or Google Tasks within the sidebar. But I feel like when it's in a full screen mode, it's much easier to navigate. So I will go through and move items from my future list to my week list. And then I will choose my items, obviously, for my power list for that day. I also review my like current projects list to see if anything can get checked off or if anything needs to get added to it. And then my like waiting for list. Those are things that are out of my control and I'm like waiting on something from someone else, either for it to be completed or for me to be able to move forward. So that typically takes no more than 15 minutes. I would say the first time I did it, it took probably closer to half an hour. But now, since I do it every single week, I feel like it moves much, much quicker. So once I get that done, the goal for the day is to continue working on my slides, but I'm going to try, try is the key word, to focus less on the design aspect of the slides and set timers to stay focused. This has been working really well for me lately. I will purposefully schedule in breaks because if I don't, then either I work too long without taking a break, and then once I take a break, I don't want to get back to work because it feels really daunting, or I'll just kind of randomly scroll on my phone as like little breaks. But then I always like the quote, like, that's not taking a break, that's just breaking your focus. So I will set a timer for an hour is usually my sweet spot. I will work for that entire time and then take a 15 minute break where I can scroll on my phone, go outside, go for a walk, like little things like that. But I will check in with you this evening, let you know one final time how the day went, and then just kind of reflect on the weekend as a whole.
Good evening, everyone. We just got back from the birthday party and Blaine had a blast. It was like a Nerf center. So the kids all had Nerf guns and they were all running around. There were these giant floaties. I don't know how else to describe them. Like blow up props. Like there were houses, there were cars, and the kids were just jumping all over them. It is basically every teacher's worst nightmare. It is complete chaos, no structure, and there were like those little Nerf gun like pellets like everywhere. Either way, he had a blast. He really enjoyed it. But on the way home, we saw a McAllister's deli, which if y'all are from the South, then you know what a McAllister's deli is, right? And we had one in Birmingham, Alabama when we lived there, and we used to go all the time. And so we ended up stopping, Trent and I, since Blaine had already eaten at the birthday party and we decided to get something small. So many memories, and it was wonderful to just be able to stop. And so everybody's full. We all have eaten and everything is kind of closing down for the evening. I was able to plan out my month, actually 3 months as far as my business goes, and then looking ahead into really what work is going to look like for the next month. I told you guys I have about a busy 7 weeks that are coming up between service deliveries, which are PDs, me going in and doing coaching calls, and then me also supporting different autism classrooms. It's just a very busy time. And then once PSSA start, everything starts to kind of die down a little bit. So lots of things that are happening right now. I have so many big projects that I feel like I am managing, which is wild. So it's going to be fine. Everything's fine. That is my motto this year. But I was able to get my calendars planned out, which feels really, really great. I have been working on the programming books that I need to have for tomorrow. I still need to finish them. So there's a little bit more research that I have to get done before I have those finalized so that I can take them to the high school in the morning. And both boys are getting their showers done. The oldest has his shower done. The youngest is showering because, ew, that place was disgusting. So they're all getting their showers. They're starting to prep all their materials so that they can head to school tomorrow. It was a very lovely day. The weather was just gorgeous, guys. Like, it was the perfect spring day. And I know that I have a week ahead of me, which is very cloudy and rainy, which is not going to be fun, but it's totally fine. And it was overall just a really nice weekend that we ended up having. Yesterday was kind of gloomy. Today was just gorgeous and we wanted to do all the things. Got cleaning done. So I feel somewhat accomplished and ready for the week, but we shall see as we start to kind of get deeper into the week itself, because things are going to get a little wild for me. But yeah, that's kind of it for me this weekend. I have an early morning tomorrow, so I'm going to be heading to bed as soon as I get these programming books done and get my laptop charged and everything that I need to have for tomorrow. So once I have that, I will be calling it a night. So that is it for my part. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed listening into my little weekend in the life.
Hello again. It is Michelle. It is Sunday night and we are doing the final check-in. After I put away groceries this morning, Billy and I went to the gym, as I had mentioned. But what I forgot to mention is that we were going to Costco. Typically, Billy and I go to Costco, I don't know, maybe once a month. I love walking around Costco, but when we go on the weekends, it's so busy and I kind of dread it. However, we were very efficient. We went in, we got our toilet paper, we got our paper towels, we got our coffee, we got some frozen fruits and veggies and all of the things that we stock up on at Costco. So that was successful. And I would say my productivity today was also successful. I'm going to call it a win. Now, with my slides, I finally got some momentum. I feel like that's the best way to describe it. So yesterday, all I had really done was designed the title slide. But from there, I kind of had the overall theme and design for the slides. And so I was able to go in and get the formatting set up for the different types of slides I will need. Hopefully that makes sense. I feel like whenever you make a slideshow for an instructional purpose, whether it's a presentation or a lesson, you kind of have different slide layouts. And so today I was able to get all of those slide layouts kind of formulated the way that I wanted them and started filling in the little bits and pieces. And I mentioned that I was going to set timers, and I do think that really helped. Not only did it allow me to better stay focused, which I had to catch myself a few times because
I would get to the point where I wanted to take a break and I would grab my phone, but when I would see it light up, it would have the timer and I'm like, oh yeah, Michelle, like you're going to have a break. The time is not now. You got to get back to work. And having that visual focus or visual reminder rather was really helpful. But the second part of it was it allowed me to be more intentional. So I ended up kind of tying a goal to each timer. So I would set the timer for an hour, but I would also tell myself mentally, okay, when this timer goes off, I need to be done X, Y, and Z. And I feel like that really allowed me to get the parts I needed to get done. And then that way, if there was extra time on the timer, I could go in and kind of make some little changes, like tweaks, but I made sure that I was making progress and not getting kind of bogged down with the details. So overall, I'm happy with the day. I mean, I should be able to get this presentation that I was working on, this first one out of, you know, four, I should be able to finish it tomorrow, I think. Fingers crossed, which by the time you're listening to this, when does this go up? This goes up on Thursday. Okay, tomorrow, Friday. It's not tomorrow when I'm saying this, but it will be tomorrow when you're listening to it. I have a vlog going up kind of behind the scenes of working on the PDs. So if you want kind of a more visual of what I've been referring to, go check out that vlog on my YouTube channel, Pocketful of Primary. But moving on to more exciting things for, you know, the average person, I made a fantastic recipe for dinner. It was a stacked cauliflower chicken enchilada dish. Now, this is also from that Lily Eats and Tells girl that I mentioned, but this is actually part of her cookbook. So she has several different digital cookbooks on her website. I have purchased the One, it's literally called One, like O-N-E, and then her One More Time cookbook. What I really like about both of them is that they are very classic dishes. They're easy and they're mostly like one pan, one dish type of things. That's where the title One comes from. And so this, basically, I just cooked stuff up in a pan, threw it into a casserole dish, baked it for 25 minutes, and it's such a good meal. Plus, we have tons of leftovers. So it got me dinner tonight. Billy had 2 servings tonight for dinner, and then there were still 4 servings left. So it gives me lunch tomorrow, Billy lunch tomorrow, and then Billy will also have lunch the next day. So very, very happy with that. And then while I was prepping for dinner, which I actually use that as one of my like breaks in between my work sessions, I'm like, all right, let me get away from my computer, go downstairs, cut up some veggies. And I not only prepped for dinner tonight, which I had to cut up like onion and bell pepper and I had to shred some chicken, you know, that kind of stuff. I also went ahead and prepped what I would need for tomorrow, both dinner and then also going into like lunch on Wednesday. And that's basically a form of batching. You know what I mean? Rather than getting out the cutting board and the knife and all of that multiple times, I decided just to do it all at once. And that way it will save me time tomorrow so I can really hone in on getting some more work done on these PDs. But that is going to wrap up this weekend in the life. I really hope that you enjoyed listening to it because I thoroughly enjoyed recording it and I hope Bridget felt the same way. I'll find out when I talk to her next weekend. Well, I'll talk to her before that, but when we record other podcast stuff next weekend. I felt like this was just kind of a fun way for hopefully you to hear like how our weekends were similar but different and how we went about things. As always, make sure you check out our website, teachingonthedouble.com. From there, you can submit your own time-sucking hurdle for the chance to be featured in a future episode. You can also shop our store for any of our digital planning products. You can head straight to teachingonthedouble.com/store or just click on store once you're there on the homepage. Go ahead and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to it, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You should see some kind of a button that either says subscribe or follow or like a little check mark. There's no cost associated with it. It's just a way of telling the app like, hey, I really like this content. And then it will notify you when we post new episodes, which is every Thursday morning, or it will go ahead and like pre-download the episodes for you so that you can listen to them whenever you are ready. Also, if you do listen to us through Apple Podcasts, go ahead and leave a review. Hopefully you give us 5 stars, but you know, be honest, we're open to feedback, but it does help us get into the ears of so many more teachers. And until next time, be timely, stay organized, and be productive. See ya.